back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple Google Store and download our app. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. I'll say it again, as we get into the darkness, get rid of daylight savings time. Sunset is going to be something like 4:30 in the afternoon, starting Sunday. The FCC requires AM stations to power down during the dark months. Why do they do that? Because the rays of the sun do certain things with the AM signal, and when they're not there, certain other bad things happen. I'm not going to get into the physics of it, but the fact of the matter is that if you're getting this signal on 1580 AM, you'll be benefited by downloading the app. And when it comes to the FM signal, 92.7 FM, it simply is a good idea to download the app. You can listen to this station wherever you are. We have a great listenership all around the state. Big listenership in Milwaukee. We actually have a big listenership in Chicago, but up north, quite a listenership. If you advertise on this station, you get terrific coverage in the greater Madison area, Dane County area, southern Wisconsin, but you also get it around the state. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put it on because you've asked for it. Our listeners asked for it because there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts go out every day in this state. They're supporting Donald Trump. They support the big lie. They falsely say, many of them, that there was something wrong with the election. They vary on how severe they say it was, but they engender doubt. They engender doubt. That's false. They're destroying our democracy. This station is the strongest, loudest, and least polite opposition to that. Okay, we're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
A couple things. Real quick, if we're so good at stealing elections, the Democrats, how come they didn't do it Tuesday? But Cruz, Senator yeah, Cruz, you know, pulling this nonsense, that he's pulling with these appointments to ambassadorships. And the guy was just pointing out this morning, and I never really thought about it until now, how he's coming up the works with everything in the Senate by doing so. Not only is it bad and it's dangerous for the country not to have these people appointed, but in just normally it's done under a voice vote, I think. And he wants a full Senate to convene for every one of these appointments. And by doing this too, and all this nonsense he's going through, it takes time away from working on the infrastructure situation. Of course, they don't want to work on any of that anyway. They just want to obstruct it. But he gets a two-fold thing there. He holds up the ambassadorships, and he screws up everything with trying to pass legislation. He gets a twofer out of it.
Right, right, right. No, you raised two excellent points. I want to hit them. They're very good. One of them is, can you imagine if McAuliffe had beaten Youngkin by 1.5 points in Virginia? You would have had insurrectionists. You would have had Trump saying it was false. The fact that Youngkin won, because it was a fair election, let's face it. And the Democrats don't do that kind of thing. Everything's hunky-dory. Everything's hunky-dory. But the hypocrisy of it is sickening until you consider that the Republican Party has become really an authoritarian party, and increasingly a majority in their leadership, not the rank and file of vote Republican, but the leadership, a fascist party. They want to get rid of our democracy. In Wisconsin, they want to get rid of your right to vote for anything statewide. And you can't vote for president. You can't vote for secretary of state, treasurer, lieutenant governor, or a superintendent of public instruction, all appointments by the governor, or in the case of the electors, by the gerrymandered legislature. It is an authoritarian party drifting to fascism. I'll say that very, very plainly. So there you have it. And yeah, you have Cruz and Hawley. Cruz blocking Senate appointments. They're dribbling out a few of them now for the celebrity appointments. But we do not have an ambassador to Israel. We do not have an ambassador for East Asia in the Afghanistan area. Or I should say somebody in the State Department and in the NSA to supervise that, or for Iran. And this is being done by the Republican Party to make Biden look bad and weaken him by hurting our country. Ted Cruz does not care about our country. Ted Cruz was born in Canada, not the United States, and his father was Cuban, not American. His mother was an American from Delaware, so he claimed he was naturally born so he could run for president. In my view, that's false. If your mother is an American citizen, you can take citizenship through her, but you can't run for president through her. Nobody in our party objected to that, yet they objected to Barack Obama being born in Hawaii. They said he was born in Kenya. That was false. But they're really getting at, they didn't like Hawaii either, because it only became a state just about the year before he was born. These people are sick, they're authoritarians, and they are holding up our ambassadors. They're holding up our ambassadors. Now, let's go to a couple of other things. And by the way, I got to throw this out. I got to get it off my chest. I've had Packer tickets since 1988. I have four of them. They're excellent Packer tickets. Really enjoy those Packer tickets. Enjoy watching it on television. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers now comes out and he's diagnosed with COVID. Back in August, they asked him, a reporter flat out asked him on the record, have you been vaccinated? And he said, yeah, I've been immunized. And they asked, well, what about other people who aren't vaccinated? He said, well, that's a personal choice. He gave the impression that he was vaccinated and he wasn't. The problem is the NFL has a protocol that if you're not vaccinated, you got to be out for 10 days. If you are vaccinated, I think it's less than that and you can take a couple of tests to show you're cured. But 10 days is a long time because it ends. You'll miss this game against the Chiefs and then it ends Saturday just before the Sunday game against the Seahawks. Now, I'm going to make a proposal. Luke may not like this proposal, but I will tell you this. This is a guy who wouldn't even do a lot of training this spring. He was in a huff because they drafted Jordan Love. And he goes, what does he think? He's immortal? Does he think he's Tom Brady or something? Come on, what's going on here? So that showed immaturity. This showed immaturity. Here is the solution. You start Jordan Love, but you know what you do? You don't get Bortles, fly him in, or they already did. That's fine. You get Matt Flynn. That's what you get. Matt Flynn. Not me. Not me. I played a little, but I did not play quarterback. Remember Matt Flynn? He saved his bacon some time ago. Get him back in. I don't care what kind of shape he is. He can stand up. Luke, what do you think of all that?
That's a terrible idea. That's a terrible idea. That guy's like a decade-old backup. No.
He's a great name, Matt Flynn, though, don't you think?
No comment, I guess. I think that, yeah, it was incredibly selfish of Aaron Rodgers, like, for him to do everything that he did this offseason and then not even do the bare minimum of getting vaccinated and leading the public and the fans and the media to believe that he was vaccinated, I think is an incredibly terrible thing to do. And I think Jordan Love is going to be under center for this game. I mean, he's one COVID-19 test away from not. And like you said, we would have to play Blake Bortles then. But I think, I mean, Rodgers broke a lot of protocols for the last 8 to 9 weeks of the NFL season. And the NFL is going to definitely look into that. So there's a pretty good chance that, yeah, he misses Sunday. Well, there's a definite chance that he misses Sunday's game, but there's a pretty good chance that he could miss more games going forward if the NFL puts forward a suspension or something. Because this story is not over. This is a developing story. This news broke, but there's going to be more ramifications. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah. Here's my solution. He's a great quarterback. Hey, Aaron, get vaccinated and get Matt Flynn in there, okay? And have him back up Jordan Love. That is my suggestion. Luke doesn't like that suggestion.
Terrible.
Going to break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.